Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
With Gene and Chris, we're doing the countdown here for the citizens' hearing on disclosure, where loads of witnesses, most of which were really credible witnesses, presenting evidence about what's going on. And one of the things that Chris said before we did the break, disappointed that they didn't get into exotic technology or the possibility that's ours, but that works against the meme of the entire event, which is, it's E.T., it's all E.T. and nothing but E.T.
Well, again, I don't think that that was the meme. I think it's inferred but not stated. I think a lot of this is like, well, it's so fantastic, what else could it be? Antonio Huneas, much to his credit, at any opportunity that he could, and this is four, five, six times, he would remind the congresspeople, look, we don't know if this is off-planet, if it's truly extraterrestrial. This could be some other manifestation that has a fantastic explanation but is more mundane. Could be time travel. It could be ultra-terrestrials, meta-terrestrials. Those terms have not been mentioned. When one of the congresspeople said, well, if it's not extraterrestrials, if it's not that type of answer, what could it be? And I expected someone to say, well, there's a term called ultra-terrestrials or crypto-terrestrials, which means it's another tenant in the building here on Earth, or it could be meta-terrestrials, which is some sort of dimensional, possibly time-based thing. Nobody led them through the terminology in that sense. These things were mentioned in passing, but given very short shrift. There was no emphasis. There was no diving in. Well, let's talk about that. Let's talk about the manifestation of the collective unconscious. Let's talk about some sort of evolutionary imperative. Maybe we're somehow co-creating these things to pull us off planet. I didn't hear any out-of-the-box creative thinking going on. Everything did tend to have that unspoken inference, oftentimes, of extraterrestrials. And the foreign, the South American people were, you know, more, I think, readily able to and willing to go the ETH or extraterrestrial hypothesis route. The one colonel who had the incredibly riveting account of attacking this one object was being tasked with going up and shooting the thing down, and the thing just toyed with him. Incredibly riveting account. He was very unwilling to state that it was aliens. He said, look, you know, all I know is this thing outperformed my aircraft. There were no visible wings. There was no engine. There was no antennas. There was no windows. There was no any sort of details, and he got very close to it. He said, I'm not willing to say what it was. All I know is that when I fired 25-centimeter-long cannon fire at it, it had no effect, and I couldn't see what happened to my ordnance. I didn't see any sort of effect. And, you know, when you're firing 30-millimeter cannon fire at something at close range, 64 rounds, he said, you would expect some sort of, you know, sparks or explosions or something. And Senator Mike Gravel said, well, could it have been a hologram? And I thought to myself, good question. Could it have been a hologram? And, you know, the colonel didn't waste much time thinking about it. He said, nope, I got to look at it from all different angles. I saw it from all sides, and there was no way that that could have been a hologram. That was a real object that was there. It was taking up, you know, it was taking up space in the sky, basically. And he was baffled by how that thing was able to, in one of the other investigators' words, absorb the rounds. So I found that very fascinating. And the congresspeople did mention how they were very, very impressed with his ability to be very conservative in his recounting of the event and being very objective about it. But basically, he was unwilling to say that this was extraterrestrial technology. Everybody else kind of said it for him. And at one point, they asked one of the other investigators to say what it could be, and if he agreed, he would nod his head. This is a very interesting moment. And he never did nod his head. So there's been a couple of really cool little mini dramatic moments over the course of 4 days, and that was one of them, definitely. I really did find that intriguing.
Now, does it look to you, before we go on, as if the former members of Congress did actual research? Now, the hologram reference from Senator Gravel, formerly of Alaska, that was intriguing, but did it seem as if the others had also done homework or at least had some passing knowledge of what to talk about?
I think in a limited way, yeah, Gene. I do think that they're, I mean, we're talking bright people. These are, you know, for the most part, most of them are I think, fairly well-versed in basic science, with a couple of exceptions who shall go unnamed. I don't really have a sense that they did too much research and getting themselves up to speed beforehand. And if they did, they're hiding it very well, and they're just kind of trying to play dumb, trying to make people really sort of spell it out for them. I think they've done a good job in making people really cut to the chase and educate them as well as inform them about the subject. I think, and hats off to them, I think they've done a good job in making people kind of dumb down their presentations, not assume that anybody knows anything, and really spell it out. And that way it makes people really choose their words carefully. If they only have 2 or 3 minutes to make a series of points, it really made people cut to the chase and really speak in very specific language and very accurate language. And this has really been, I think this is a very interesting format for this type of subject matter to be discussed. You don't have time to go into these long-winded, you know, explanations a la Linda Howe or in a lesser way like a Stephen Greer. Some people just love to hear the sound of their voice, and they love to hear themselves pontificating. They love those long dramatic pauses and the slow kind of delivery. Everybody, you know, was clipping along and really having to state a lot of information in a short period of time. So it forced people to really be straight, concise, on target, on point, and with very little wasted verbiage, shall we say.
No, it sounds like it was quite a fascinating event. Now, in terms of the questioning, and you said, you know, they sounded like they were handling themselves well, the members of Congress. Any pointed incidents where they try to rough somebody up in their questioning?
Well, like I said, Kevin Randall, for some reason, has a habit of he just kind of seems a little, at times...
He's being Kevin Randall, the curmudgeon.
He's being Kevin Randall. He's abrupt. He's kind of offhand about things. He just has kind of a brittle sort of personality. And I saw them really, you know, pick up on that and kind of peck at him a little bit. And he mentioned to me after, he goes, I don't know why they were picking on me. You know, and I said, well, Kevin, you're Kevin, you know. So, you know, I didn't say that. That's what I wanted to say. I said something a little bit less provocative than that. I said, well, you know, I guess what can you do? You know, I mean, he would throw himself back in his chair and be a little bit overly dramatic about how he would respond to certain admonishments. And, you know, for the most part, I think everybody has really maintained a very polite, serious decorum. I think that there's been a lot of real good repartee. I think people have come extremely prepared. I haven't seen anybody get up there and not represent their particular point of view or the subject matter in a way that would be embarrassing for themselves or the field. I think our foreign folks that have come up from South America, the Chinese guy, scientist that showed up was extremely good. He really showed, and I think a lot of people may have been surprised at the amount of interest in China that is there for this subject and the amount of work that Chinese civilian ufology is engaged in.
With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Yeah.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-877-804-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-877-804-MY-TV right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to 4 rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-877-804-MY-TV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-877-804-MY-TV. 1-877-804-MY-TV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-877-804-MY-TV. 1-877-804-MY-TV.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, phone toll-free 1-800-977-6119. InventHelp, America's leading invention company, has inventors' information you can have free. Get an informative brochure and other material of interest to new inventors from the company whose patent referrals have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-977-6119. That's 1-800-977-6119. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call. That's 1-800-977-6119. 1-800-977-6119.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood-use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
With Gene and Chris, we're talking about the citizens' hearing on disclosure. And the subtitle is, If Congress Won't Do Its Job, the People Will. And, of course, it's about having ex-members of Congress. Congressman, Senator Mike Gravel, former senator from Alaska, attending the session and making it like a faux hearing for Congress. You were mentioning, of course, the session on Thursday where they had members of the foreign community. Someone from China pointing out there's a lot of civilian interest in UFOs in China. Tell us more.
Well, you know, the largest civilian UFO investigative group is in China. And the last he didn't mention an actual membership number, but I remember reading an article that they have over 1 million members in this one particular group. And there are other auxiliary groups around the country that are affiliated with the parent organization. Questions were asked about the military and the government's involvement, and the feeling that I got from his responses, which were measured, I must say. He was very careful how he said what he said, and he didn't really answer a few questions in the way I think people wanted him to. But basically what he's saying is this is a subject that is extremely attractive to people's curiosity in the country, and the government does not stand in the way. In fact, the government courts people's interest in this subject to as unpaid intelligence assets, I would imagine. They want to know what people are seeing. They do monitor these organizations. They don't get in the way. It seems like the government is somewhat more forthcoming and willing to share certain information with the civilian groups there. There doesn't seem to be the institutionalized ridicule and scorn and the things that you find here in this country and in a lesser way in England, for instance. And he basically is very excited. He says that this is a subject that's attracting mainstream academic types. There's scientists are interested in these subjects in the country. You know, I really wanted to hear more from him, but because he was speaking in Chinese and everybody had to hear a live translation, by the way, there was a live translation of the proceedings into Mandarin, into Spanish, and I think from those languages into English as well, which I thought was a brilliant stroke. It was probably expensive to pull that off, but to have UN-style live sentence-by-sentence translation real-time, I think it really does broaden the potential audience. But, you know, I think the Chinese ufological community needs to be embraced more by the West. I think that there is a real serious disconnect when it comes to our involvement with the UFO subject and how it's being handled over there. I think we really need to broaden our, you know, our networking around the world. I think that there's the American ufology tends to kind of have the blinders on and think that everything is all, you know, because our government's kind of calling the shots and all this stuff. We're the thing here. I think we need to kind of humble ourselves as ufological investigators and researchers and really make more of a concerted effort to get involved globally. The largest, as I said, group of civilian investigators by far is in China. In fact, you probably add up all the people that are in that one group. They could probably match all the other groups on the planet combined practically.
Well, you know, that's a big thing, too. Organizations like MUFON, which has been around for, what, over 40 years now, they only have a few thousand members, not
exactly
a large number of members.
Yeah, and my point exactly. And, you know, I think it's important, too, to understand that there have been some pretty interesting revelations and documentation that has been released by other countries. And we did get, I think, a pretty good quick thumbnail re-education about how the South American countries and how certain European countries have opened up their files to a certain extent. There was some question about how extensive this disclosure of information and obviously sighting reports have been disclosed, but I think what we've been skirting around is at what point does that door slam shut when it comes to the G8 countries or the South American countries? Is there, you know, a certain amount of information that's being held back? And I think a real classic sort of litmus test for this will be the Brazilian Air Force files. We do know that they have incredible footage. They've only released a certain amount of photographs and very limited amount of film. We do know that they have incredible stuff that they gathered during Project Saucer, which I mentioned earlier, involved the investigating the cases around the island of Clarice at the mouth of the Amazon River, where four, possibly more, people were killed by objects. Many people, dozens of people, were injured by these chupas that were going through the jungle at night, hitting people with what appeared to be some sort of particle beam weapon. The Brazilian Air Force was right there. They have footage of a huge mothership surfacing in the mouth of the Amazon River. They have some incredible gun camera footage from that time period and other incidents. And AJ is really, I spoke with him a little bit. We hope to get him back on the show here as soon as possible. There is some really interesting new revelations about the possible release of some really sensational data by the Brazilian Air Force and the Brazilian government. That could be start the dominoes. And I have a sense that if the Brazilian Air Force fesses up and says, hey, we know this, and this. You know, our captain, the head of Project Saucer, actually had interactions with non-terrestrial intelligence, if you will. That would be huge. And, you know, the fact that the U.S. government wasn't involved in the Varginha case, which for our new listeners happened, I think, in, what, 1996, Shane, outside of Varginha, Brazil. Object crashed. There were two supposed live aliens that were captured. They both died eventually, I think within a short time period. And there is some smoking gun sort of circumstantial evidence to suggest that the U.S. Came down and appropriated some of the wreckage and at least one of the bodies. Again, as most of our listeners know, it's going to take a lot to convince me that that's reality. But, you know, if they did capture these aliens and they release this data and they show footage and they show autopsies and they show these other things, this could start the domino parade.
Just for our listeners' benefit, if you go to Wikipedia, you'll find the event occurred in 1996. That Kevin Randall says this case is as complicated as any other in the UFO field.
Yeah. The Brazilian Roswell, it's been called.
Yes, indeed. We're talking, ladies and gentlemen, about the citizens' hearing on disclosure. Chris O'Brien, present and accounted for. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hey, neighbors. Meetings are an essential part of any business. You know, making presentations to clients, collaborating with your colleagues. Well, make them as simple as possible to run and organize. Use GoToMeeting by Citrix, the easiest, most reliable online meeting service. With GoToMeeting, you can schedule an online meeting in seconds. Attendees can join with just a click from anywhere. Meeting materials are viewed on everyone's screen, making collaboration seamless. GoToMeeting is so easy to use for you and everyone joining your meeting. Plus, with GoToMeeting, hold as many meetings as you can. For one flat rate, you have phone conferencing and voice over IP are included. You know, my listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days, a month of unlimited online meetings free. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, and enter the promo code PODCAST. That's GoToMeeting.com, promo code PODCAST.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere.
BensDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out BensDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click BensDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on BensDiscountSupply.com.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
Chris O'Brien, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, has been talking for so long, he is starved. He wants to get a hamburger or something. Yeah. Actually, he doesn't eat hamburgers. What would you normally have as a dinner? Going to one of these events such as a citizen hearing on Disclosure, would you have hummus or something?
Yeah, I tend to eat light. I like Caesar salads, that sort of thing, maybe seafood. I find that if I eat like heavy breakfasts or lunches or what have you, it just weighs me down, and in light of the subject matter and it being a little bit mundane to me in terms of listening for new things, exciting things. I mean, I've heard all this stuff before, so you tend to zone out and lose your edge, and you start to fall asleep. So if you eat light and, you know, hopefully get enough sleep, then that keeps you nice and frosty. And, you know, my stomach's kind of, I drank about 4 cups of coffee today, which is about twice as many as I normally drink, so that's kind of giving me a bit of an edge, keep me frosty, but
4 cups of coffee would keep me up all night. I remember working at a radio station long, long ago in a galaxy far, far away, where the program director, who was one of the mid-morning DJs, he'd come in with 4 cups of coffee that he would proceed to consume during the course of his 3-hour board shift, as we call it, during his show. I guess it didn't matter that by the time we got to the end of the segment, his coffee was getting cold. He didn't have any microwave ovens. I think we were before microwave ovens in those years, and probably before the horse and buggy. We didn't even have those. But seriously speaking, that's a lot of coffee.
Man, he'd probably be grinding his teeth, right?
Well, when I've done long drives, you know, cross-country drives, I've done that a few times in my life. I've had lots and lots of coffee, and I went to the bathroom lots and lots of times, but I don't want to get graphic about this. Actually, if anyone cares, what I had for dinner, a chicken sandwich and a baked potato.
Well, I'll tell you, you know what I found out about coffee, Gene? It's like beer. You don't really buy it, you rent it.
Oh, bad joke. But we should get a bad joke recording or stinger. And when Chris is about to let loose with one, there you go. We were talking about the fact that they had representatives.
Wait a minute. I wasn't joking. You thought that was serious. You don't buy coffee. You rent it. That was a statement of fact, my friend. That was no joke.
Okay. Well, I will
never,
not.
Never mind.
I just think that kind of fell on the wrong ear here. Okay,
yeah.
Let's continue. On Thursday's presentation, we had South American representatives in the morning, and then people from the other countries in the afternoon, the person from China. And, of course, we had Nick Pope, who headed the group in Great Britain that had investigated UFOs. Now, in looking at European countries, the European approach, anything interesting come out of Mr. Pope's presentation?
Well, you know, again, Nick is, you know, the master at kind of towing the company line, and you know, I've never heard Nick say really much of anything except what he says, which is basically what he's always said and probably what he always will say. You know, it's not something that the Brits really feel is something that's, you know, important in terms of national security. They don't really feel that there's anything really earth-shattering about it. Sure, these things fly around, but, you know, we can't do anything about it. He mentioned, I forget, 34,000 sightings, and out of those, what, I think 700 or so were unexplained. And, you know, I mean, his whole thing is, look, I worked at the MOD at the UFO desk for 3 years. It was closed down because there was really nothing to it. Nobody really felt that it was important enough to really, you know, spend a lot of money and resources pursuing. You know, he kind of treats it in a very kind of offhand way. It's like, well, you know, the British government doesn't really care, you know. And basically, I think the underlying point that he's making is, look, if anything really important happens, you Yanks are going to be, you know, taken over and taken charge. And that came through pretty loud and clear during the Bentwaters section of the presentations. I think, you know, that would have been the second day, I believe, or the first day, actually. And some of his comments were pretty revealing about that, is that, you know, number one, how many, you know, British soldiers or British personnel were present at Bentwaters. And his comment was like, I don't know, maybe half a dozen. You know, you're talking, what, 12,000 people or 10,000 people? They're all Americans. So, I mean, that should give you an idea that, you know, when it comes to these subjects, the Americans pretty much, you know, they call the shots and how these things are investigated, at least within the NATO countries, definitely. And I think in some way, shape, or form, in South America and other countries, too, in the West, one of the things that did come through, which I was a little surprised by, is the extent of U.S. involvement in UFO, supposed UFO recovery operations or real amazing close encounter type cases. The Project Saucer, who only lasted 4 months, 4 months down in the Clarus area of the Amazon of Brazil in 77. And as soon as this close encounter happened between the head of the project, basically the Brazilian Air Force officer, the Americans came in and everything got shut down. And time and time again, you kind of hear this kind of hinting around that, well, as soon as the Americans get involved, boom, you know, it's out of our hands. It's like we go around and sort of stiff arm and muscle in on these cases and they disappear into a black hole. You know, and I've heard this before, but to hear it from the actual investigators themselves from those countries, and they start citing example after example after example of, well, then the Americans came and, you know, we don't know what happened after that. You know, I heard that a number of times, and you've got to scratch your head and wonder, you know, if something like a disclosure, a complete transparent disclosure by the Brazilian Air Force, let's say, based on what we do suspect is there, that could be really major. That could be a big deal. And that may be enough momentum to get that chain of dominoes going. And then we might see some of the real secret files around the world then maybe open up, because, you know, I think it's like everybody's waiting for somebody else to do it, you know, because we know the Americans aren't going to do it. And so if one of us does it, then, you know, boom, maybe we're going to see, you know, that 100 monkey type scenario happen. And then that will possibly force the U.S. to at least make some sort of statement besides ridicule and admonishments of, well, what are you asking us for? We've been out of the UFO business since 1969 when we did our disclosure. People saying, well, how come the Americans won't disclose what they know about UFOs? According to the government, we did disclose all that when we closed Project Blue Book and presented the files. Danny Sheehan gave his story of getting permission to go in and see the classified portion of the Blue Book files and the photographs of the crashed saucer with the hieroglyphics on it that he was able to trace on the cardboard of his legal pad and sneak it out. You know, that was pretty riveting stuff. You know, there were a number of moments that really do kind of suggest to me that the Americans have been running this whole thing all along. And to a greater and lesser degree, obviously some Russian or former Soviet Union type reports may be held back. I'm sure there's Chinese reports that the Americans aren't in control over. But for the most part, I think most of these events, when they occur, people kind of defer to the American expertise in these matters.
And you wonder if the countries who don't like us so much would one day decide to take the initiative and start releasing information. But we have one more segment of the show to get into that on. And we're talking about, on this week's episode, the citizens' hearing on disclosure at the National Press Club in Washington, D.C., where Chris O'Brien was present and accounted for. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-877-804-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-877-804-MY-TV right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to 4 rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HDTV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-877-804-MY-TV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-877-804-MY-TV. 1-877-804-MY-TV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-877-804-MY-TV. 1-877-804-MY-TV.
Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com. Sergeant Dave Scott, Army Search and Rescue veteran, wants you to hear this urgent message. All emergencies have casualties, but in America, most casualties from storms like Katrina and Sandy only happen because good people were in the wrong place at the wrong time. Don't let that happen to you. Visit yourbugoutplan.com on the web. Watch a free video presentation of the skills you need to be long gone before any disaster can touch you. You owe it to yourself and to your family to watch this. Head to yourbugoutplan.com on the web right now, yourbugoutplan.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor. just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hello, this is John Burroughs, one of the witnesses to the Rendlesham UFO incident. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Now, you have to expect here, we had hoped to have a few of the participants on the show. They will be on over the next few weeks. Everybody is just busy at the event, and a lot of people who have presentations have multiple presentations at the citizens' hearing on disclosure. So that's where you go.
Yeah, it would have helped if I had a computer here. If I had a computer, I could have gotten little sound bites and all sorts of stuff today. But again, I'm working as well, so I'm kind of handcuffed to a certain extent as well. But I have gotten promises from a number of people who are very excited to get back on the show. We do have a lot of fans in the investigative and research community, a lot of fans of the show, and Peter Davenport's just dying to get back on the show. It was my first chance to really get a chance to meet him and at least exchange pleasantries and congratulate him on his really good job that he did presenting the National UFO Reporting Center to the congressional querence. And he's an amazing guy in his own right. He really does, he has a passion for the subject. He's very well spoken. He's done a thankless job trying to siphon through and whittle through all these reports that he's managed to accumulate over almost 20 years. And it was real good to finally meet him. There were others that I finally got a chance to meet for the first time. And Danny Sheehan, very impressed. I mean, the guy presented the Pentagon Papers case to the Supreme Court just out of law school when he was in his 20s, handled the Karen Silkwood case, handled Iran-Contra, represented the Jesuits for many, many years here in the United States. Just an incredibly talented guy. I mean, he's got a degree in divinities. He's got a law degree, both from Harvard. And talk about an amazing guy to allow himself to be tainted by the UFO subject for the last 25, 30 years. Pretty amazing. Can't wait to get Danny on.
Now, let's just go back to one thing here, which I mentioned before we broke. And this is our final segment of the PowerCast this week, ladies and gentlemen. And that is the fact that we have countries with whom we don't always get along, like Russia, like China, particularly those two countries. And you have to think here, maybe the Americans can ride roughshod over British bureaucrats like a Nick Pope. But we don't have that kind of influence in China. We don't have that kind of influence in Russia. Don't you think that Vladimir over there in Russia wouldn't want to upstage the U.S. if there was a reason to do so?
Well, that's getting back to what I was saying before. If we could get a country like Brazil, that probably is one of the most active ufological hotspots on the planet, they've already created a joint civilian government military investigative research body. And with that kind of, sort of transparency and an open door to co-mutual work together between the private and the government sector, it would be really interesting to see what a country like Russia or what, in a lesser way, China. I think it's less likely that China will open up their files because
they
knows?
Do a lot of commerce with the U.S. They make a lot of money from us. They own all our bonds, so therefore they won't.
Well, and they're very secretive to begin with and very control oriented. I think Russia is more of the wild east out there.
One thing I wanted to bring up here, Chris, and that is Japan. Japan has an incredible amount of UFO interest. I remember back even in the 60s and 70s, I was in touch with a number of Japanese UFO researchers.
Yep, the word Japan has not come up one time in this entire week.
Isn't that strange?
Yeah, I was going to mention that. I find that very strange, and I also find it strange that we don't have some sort of representation from Southeast Asia and Japan. Also Australia is noticeably absent.
And there's a lot of UFO action there. We've had
one or
two people from Australia on the Paracast talking about events there, and we're going to pursue those in more detail in the future.
Well, go figure. I just find that very curious. I guess you can only include so many people, but someone like a Bill Chalker, a Norio Hayakawa or somebody like that even, just have somebody there representing a particular facet or country, I think it was really important.
And the other part of the world we don't talk about is the Middle East.
Yeah,
what about Israel?
Yeah, like
what about
like
Israel? Aren't there Israeli UFO researchers? Of course.
Well,
there are.
Barry Chamish, of course. There are a number of them, and near and Middle Eastern countries have historically had an incredible tradition and history of unusual sightings events. I think there was one mention of the 1976 Tehran event, which is one of the best ever historical UFO cases where F-4 Phantoms scrambled from Tehran to find out about a particular object that was a bogey over the city there, and they attempted to fire in there. Their instruments were scrambled, and the actual missiles failed to fire. A very important case. Ron Regehr was able to get DSP spy satellite or some spy satellite data that actually corroborated the event taking place in terms of the object coming in. So we have a tremendous amount of information about that particular case. Also cases that have been reported during the Gulf War these last 10 years. There have been a number of very interesting cases that are more than likely U.S. exotic technology at work and play. But no, we haven't seen any mention of any Near Eastern or Middle Eastern cases. Africa, we haven't had any sort of mention about African cases. The incredible South African case of the South African school kids with the landed object and beings in broad daylight. There has been no mention of Africa, no mention of Japan, no mention of the Middle East.
So it's a wide world, but a lot of that world is being ignored for one reason or another. Of course, let's be fair. International UFOs took one day at the event. And
Exactly. Obviously
they had to cut and paste, and they had to be very careful about scheduling. There's a lot more to present than they chose to present. And
well, and
the
it
timing,
costs a lot of money to fly people over from those countries, too,
sure.
I would imagine.
Oh, yes. Just flying people in from, what, China?
Yes, that was a biggie. But he's the head of one of the largest, or one of the heads of the largest civilian UFO group by far, probably bigger than all the others combined.
Did he have a pretty good command of English?
He had no command of English. Everything was done in Chinese with a live translation over headphones.
So you had to actually hire a translator. I'm thinking here, too. We have somebody here who
spent... The entire proceedings were translated, I think, into Chinese.
I'm thinking here, we have somebody who gave $600,000 to stage this event. Now, imagine if you put $600,000 into solid UFO research. Because this event, obviously a lot of information was presented new to people who were former members of Congress. But would it have served people better? And this is maybe a final question to deal with here, Chris.
Well, yeah, that's, you know, again, you know, I drool when I think of seven, you know, six high, mid to high six-figure budgets and stuff. With $600,000, we could have wired up five of the hottest UFO hotspots in the country, in North America, and had 24/7 coverage of these areas, gathering triangulated scientific, hard-to-refute scientific data. So, you know, whether it was cost-effective in the long run or not, I don't know. To me, it was a lot of kind of window dressing and, you know, I'm going to have to think about that. Let's see how the rest of the week plays out. I'm sure I will have my commentary about that. But at this point, no, I don't think that it was money well spent based on what may be the outcome.
Chris O'Brien, by the way, has his own site, OurStrangePlanet.com. That's OurStrangePlanet.com. Still undergoing renovation. And by the way, if you want to order one of his books, just write to Chris from the site. He'll take care of it because they haven't put up the store yet. You can find us, by the way, on Twitter. We are The Paracast. We are The Paracast on Twitter. You can also find us on Facebook. Look for Gene Steinberg or The Paracast Fan Club. There are two of those. This week, we've been covering this citizen hearing on disclosure in Washington, D.C. And with Gene and Chris, you're in
The Paracast.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.